There's an anxious wait in New South Wales after a hotel worker tested positive for coronavirus. Results of tests are pending on co-workers and anyone who may have come in contact with the woman as she commuted into central Sydney. Reporter Barbara Miller is outside one of the hotels where the woman worked, and I spoke to her a short time ago. Barb, talk us through the scale of the testing that news of this case has triggered.
Well, Kim, staff also working at the two hotels here at Darling Harbour, the Novotel and the Ibis, have to get tested and self-isolate while they're waiting for the results of those tests. These are large hotels. They stand side by side here at Darling Harbour. So that's a significant number of people. In addition, people who may have travelled alongside the woman as she commuted from southwest Sydney, from Minto through Lidcombe in the west into Central Station and then on the light rail here to Darling Harbour, are also being asked to check their journey times if they marry up with any of the times that the woman was travelling. They're also being asked to get tested and self-isolate. So we're looking at potentially several thousand people. However, this morning, people I spoke to, while this case was on their mind, they weren't too worried yet.
Because it was in Darling Harbour and in a hotel, a worker who actually caught a train back home and just don't know if it's spread or not, so in my mind, but yeah, a little bit worried, but hopefully it's under control.
Can I ask if you're worried about the new case of coronavirus in New South Wales?
No.
Why is that?
I can look after me, and I can look after me by looking after other people. So, you know, another case, it's bound to happen again and again and again and again, so it's the new normal.
Yeah, I am a bit worried, like, there might be, like, restrictions again and everything, but I feel like that's, like, the nature of a pandemic. Like, it's going to happen anyways, but yeah.
So, Barb, where do authorities think that the woman became infected?
They're not sure. It could, of course, have been in the hotel, the Novotel, which is used as a quarantine facility. They are, however, trying to fast-track genomic testing to try and find out whether, in fact, she did pick up the virus there or whether, and this would be, I guess, the worst scenario, she picked it up in the community. Yesterday, the chief health officer said she hoped to have that testing within 48 hours at the latest, but hopefully quite a bit sooner.
And any word yet on whether this case is likely to make other states shut their borders to people from New South Wales?
Well, New South Wales says it's still going ahead with the easing of restrictions it planned for next week. The Queensland government noted that five household contacts of the woman had tested negative. They said that was good news. That border is still open at the moment. WA, which was opening its border back up to people from New South Wales and Victoria without them having to do quarantine from next week, says it's monitoring the situation, but it has described it as worrying.
Reporter Barbara Miller.